As I was praying over this Gospel of Zacchaeus this week, it occurred to me, the first thing that occurred to me is, am I and have I been this week willing to do whatever I needed to do to see Jesus in my life? That first question went, oh, are we willing to do whatever we need to do to see Jesus in our lives? First question. And of course we heard Zacchaeus was short in stature, and it's the way I feel next to all of our Hornets players and stuff that are 6, 7, 8, 9, short. And so he ended up climbing a tree. Now, you have to image this. He was a very rich man. So people watching him climb a tree was really one of those moments in which they're saying, he's finally lost it. He's finally lost it. He's climbing a tree just to see Jesus. And there was something going on inside of him. And that really becomes the question for us too, who are called to be people of faith. What's going on inside of us in the presence of Jesus? Because he's walking by us every day. Every day. In both our prayer, but in our lives together, our lives as we share together. And then we have the moment when Zacchaeus has climbed the tree and Jesus looks up at him. Now, it's a moment in scripture that we don't have described in detail, but it had to be one of those moments where Jesus' eyes locked with Zacchaeus' eyes. And that became the second question that I had to ask myself this week in prayer. Was I willing to look Jesus in the eye? And then as Jesus looked me in the eye, what did he see? What did he see? It's really quite a profound moment for us, the people of faith, as we have entered this church to place ourselves before our Lord Jesus Christ, to let him into our lives. And what does he say to Zacchaeus? He says, Zacchaeus, come down. Today, I mean to stay at your house. Now imagine Jesus saying that to you and to me. And what's our first answer? It's not clean, don't come in. I want to stay in your house. Wow. He's really saying to Zacchaeus, I love you. I love you. And I want to be in your home. And of course we have the stir that takes place, and the Pharisees and those around him say, he's going to the house of a sinner. And that's really the moment when Zacchaeus, after he leaps down from the tree in joy that Jesus is coming to his house. Wow, I mean, that's the call for us in our spiritual homes. Jesus wants to come to our homes. He wants to enter our houses of faith. And he leaps down with joy. And in that moment when there's a real discussion of why is Jesus going, we discover quickly that it's a moment of conversion. It's a moment of change. It's a moment of renunciation of sin. And he simply says to everyone there, if I give half of my wealth to the poor. So get ready, Father Dennis. Everyone's giving half their wealth to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone, I will give them back four times. So it was a moment of true, true contrition, renunciation, and joy of being forgiven. Joy of being forgiven. And that's really the gift of this gospel that Jesus offers to us with Zacchaeus. He wants to come to our home of faith. But even more importantly, he wants to come and say, you are forgiven. There's nothing you have done that I cannot forgive. Wow. He loves us that much. That's why he died on the cross. That's why he gave his life for us. And that's why he rose from the dead, to say to us, have hope. Have hope. For sin and death are not the end. The end is the joy of meeting me in heaven. The end is sharing life eternal with me in heaven. Zacchaeus welcomes him into his home. And Jesus said to him the words that I want to hear and the words I hope you want to hear. Today, salvation has come to this house of faith. Wow. Today, salvation has come to my house of faith. Today, salvation has come to your house of faith. As we enter into this Eucharist now, as we receive Holy Communion, that's really the words that need to echo in our lives. Jesus telling us, I love you, but he's saying, today, salvation has come to you and to me. Salvation has come to our house of faith. Give me an amen for that one.
Amen.
Try again.
Amen.